Hello everyone, I'd like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. It's 5:59 on the 28th of January 2021. We're going to talk a little bit later about the Might of Thoughts book, the whole notion of to avoid drifting thoughts and the kind of trouble that can get you into. But I have a few wild and crazy clips that I'd like to cover. The first one describes a raid on the Vatican, and this is a fellow named Jim Willey, I believe. And the next one after that, we could talk about the next ones a little bit later. But this is, I'll say, I don't know if there's how much truth there is to it, but it's very, very intriguing.
And what happened was in March, the bankruptcy was declared. And not only did we declare bankruptcy against our landlord, the Vatican, which is a big bank, and gosh, they got a big storefront being a religious institution, and it's more like a satanic ritual house, and it's really quite pathetic and nefarious. But Trump and the best elements of the European military and the Interpol conducted raids. This is my understanding, raids on the Vatican. And they made off with, I first was told it was 17 plane loads, and now I'm told it was over 500, maybe 600 plane loads. And we're talking about a tremendous amount of gold. I mean, like multiples of Fort Knox that were seized. I call it Team Trump, but it was really the best elements of the European militaries and the serious fraud division of Interpol. And a lot of artifacts, a lot of documents, maybe even some Da Vinci artifacts and documents and you know, charters and, oh gosh, manuscripts and everything. Okay, tremendous amounts of wealth was confiscated. Now, let's get back to the sequence. It appears that the Mount Rushmore event on July 4th was far more significant than people realize. I have seen a copy, and I'm looking to see a confirmation of this. It's called the Second Declaration of Independence. On July 4th, at Mount Rushmore, is that not an appeal for a fifth head to be on the Mount Rushmore with Donald Trump? I just don't know if they're going to be able to manage the hair with all the sculpture. Okay, so that was a transition event that put the power with FEMA. This is fascinating. FEMA has the power. They're not going to jail Trump supporters. They're more likely to jail in the FEMA camp the cabal members and their extended families, because now you got the states, they are subsumed under the power of the FEMA system. Now, the FEMA system is coordinated with the US military, Robert. This is fascinating. So we got a transition from the US government corporation, if you will, to military rule under FEMA. And I want them to start off by arresting Whitmer in Michigan and Newsom in California. Start with that. Next, we've got the U.S. military that has all the goods, they got all the data, as you pointed out. Their job now is to move forward, to prove the election fraud, to identify the traitors, to clean house, start with the middle level people and work your way up, and conclude with Nancy Pelosi and Biden. You know, bring in Harris too. I'm not sure who the heck she is. I hear a lot of different stories. Not even sure of her gender. Anyway, we've got a transition in progress. Key dates were February and March for dissolving the U.S. government corporation and really eliminating the tax revenue. All the tax revenue went straight to the Vatican. I personally had something that was involved with the IRS personally, and they were removing a few hundred dollars a month. Well, it stopped in February, and I thought, whoa, this is somewhat a confirmation that the IRS is now a defunct, defanged, and detoothed entity. So now we have to wait, and I've got kind of a funny interpretation, but I've got a lot of different, and you probably heard this too, that by mid-March, by early March, by Easter, by Holy Week, we might have a resolution. Could be quicker if we're fortunate. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, don't tell me they're going to have a resurrection of Donald Trump on Easter. I'm sorry.
All right,
I'm not sorry. Okay.
So one of the many things he just said, it's so much of it, it's even hard to follow. He talked about a military rule under FEMA in the U.S. And he talks about that like it's a good thing, like, oh, I don't even know if I want to try to elaborate on it. But this guy is very, very interesting. I'd definitely like to talk to him sometime if possible. The next clip comes from Mike Adams, and he's doing a situation update pretty much on a daily basis up on Brighteon.com, and I'm putting a lot of my shows up on Brighteon.com, and they've been extremely popular. I've been putting things on BitChute as well, and a lot of the shows are very, very popular up there. I urge everyone to slowly start migrating off of YouTube. That is the structure of the deep state, and they use it to suppress people. And it's not a good thing at all. Here we go. This is Mike Adams.
What's wrong with your standards, you know? But, you know, just kind of a satire take on that. The truth is, people like Lynn Wood have integrity. They have integrity, and that is why they're being pushed out of the system, because the system itself only allows corrupt people to have power, because that's how they continue to defend their power, is through corruption. All right, now, changing the subject, Sidney Powell had posted on Telegram that the Italian Prime Minister, Conte, is resigning sometime today, apparently. And Sidney Powell said, quote, "There's mounting evidence Italy helped hack our election." So think about Leonardo. Remember, Leonardo is the Italian weapons, satellite, you know, telecom company. Well, mostly space and weapons and stuff, military. And according to numerous sources, Leonardo was paid hundreds of millions of dollars to run communications to allow overseas players to rig the election in real time by uploading real-time votes, altering them, pushing them back into the voting machines, and rigging the election in real time without using regular internet traffic on regular fiber optic lines that are monitored by the NSA. So this is very important to understand. Any network traffic or internet traffic in the United States that doesn't go directly to satellite, it goes through the NSA. And the NSA can monitor that, and also the DoD can monitor it. But because this was a satellite system run by, well, Italy's government, the satellite system bypassed the NSA monitoring, and they were able to steal the election by stuffing hundreds of thousands of votes in real time at 4 in the morning in places like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and so on, Georgia, of course. So what's going on in Italy and also with the Vatican there? Well, you've heard some of the reports. Lights out at the Vatican. What was that, a couple weeks ago? Some weird things happening, reports of gunshots and so on. The Italian government was on the verge of collapse because several of the top people under the Conte administration had resigned last week. Now Conte himself is resigning. The Italian government is, boom, out of commission. Is it because they are guilty and they are associated with what happened in this election? I can't prove it, but I think so. I think so. And one of the reasons I think so is because I think the Financial Times, or who was it, the Wall Street Journal maybe, was saying that Conte is resigning because of COVID. So whenever they want to have a cover story, they always say COVID, you know? Like, oh yeah, we had to lock you down and destroy your economy because of COVID. Anything is... Whenever they say it's because of COVID, you know there's another story they're trying to.
So we'll get a little more of Mike Adams later. Here's another guy named Harry Vox, who has a very kind of pessimistic view on things. But I think a lot of what he's saying is true, unfortunately.
Defense of democracy. It always has a lovely name, like with the word democracy in it, and or freedom, or It's Israeli intelligence. And so if you have the top generals and the heads of the intelligence agencies as essentially spies for Israel, then we have to start to ask the question, well, have you read the long documented history that Israel is anything but a friendly, you know, it's a special relationship, all right? They are parasitizing our country, stealing our military secrets, stealing our economic secrets, stealing our computer technology, and they're selling it to China, and they're selling it to Russia, and they're selling it to Iran, our real challengers. So these people who are working, these spies, they're spies for Israel now. They need to be stripped of their uniforms, stripped of their decorations, and their citizenship, and go and live in Israel if you want to work for Israel. That's what I say.
Harry, I'm interested because I see the United Kingdom as our enemy in partnership with Israel. Do you have any perspective on the Pilgrim Society and that whole MI6, MI5 House of Lords taken over by Israel through bribery, blackmail, and intermarriage?
That city of London is an instrument of the Jewish banking system, the Rothschild system. It's been like that since, for a long, long time. And
now, I don't consider the Rothschilds to be Jewish as much as Zionists.
Do you
draw that distinction at all?
No, they're not Jewish. But like I say, if they operate under it, and if Jewishness is what confers privilege upon people who claim that they are, then it's all the same to me. So I don't care if you're the real thing or just operating under the rubric that you're that. It doesn't matter. The effect is still the same. We have to identify the problem.
Where are you on Zionist roots and the Khazarian mafia and the satanic pedophilia that characterize the Khazars?
Where am I? I'm against it.
But it's not you focus
not
on.
For Khazarian pedophilia. Thank you very much.
So you have spoken, and I've talked about taking down the United States back in the 1990s. We were identifying how to take down the United States, and we're very vulnerable to several power generators going out. There are only two spares, and the factory in Germany can be blocked so that literally the United States could be out of power for weeks at a time. So you are concerned that the Israelis or others could take down the U.S. power grid. Why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, well, Israeli tech firms from Unit 8200, which is Israeli military intelligence, are the ones who own the companies who the U.S. politicians have foolishly and corruptly contracted the security of our infrastructure, our power grid, water supply, the computer systems for the intelligence agency, all secured by former Israeli military companies.
Plus airports and ports, so they can smuggle anything they want, including children, in or out of the country.
Exactly. Epstein Air was an Israeli intelligence operation, as we know. And don't hold your breath for the mainstream media to tell you that. And that's another question that has to be asked for people like General Breedlove and Michael Hayden, all of whom are Israeli spies now. Are you realizing that the Mossad ran a child sex operation in the middle of Manhattan and Florida and the Virgin Islands? You realize that, right? Why the hell are you working for them, right?
That's probably a good place to stop. Wow, so many things going on, all and so many people talking about so many different concepts, too many ideas. One of the things that you have to kind of watch is letting your thoughts drift. Billy talks about that in the Machter Gedanken book, The Might of Thoughts. Most human beings allow their thought boats to drift unchecked on the ocean of conscious and unconscious intentions. And this is one of the things I have to deal with personally. I let my thoughts drift. I'm getting better at it, though. At the command of unhealthy, wrong, negative, and destructive thoughts, the feelings form in the same wrong, negative, and destructive way. The body then becomes susceptible to illnesses and disease, and you're probably aware of that. Your thoughts have much to do with whether you stay healthy or not. If you have these weak negative thoughts, if your hope is gone, then your immune system becomes impaired. If the thoughts are constructive, beautiful, positive, happy, equalized, then the feelings and the psyche are strengthened. The consciousness, the conscious mind is your awareness at the present moment. You can almost think of us as having three minds, the conscious, the subconscious, and the unconscious. Your conscious mind is your objective and thinking mind. It has no memory, and it can only hold one thought at a time. Now, that is interesting. Evidently, the memory is something else. The conscious mind identifies information. It compares information. It does analysis. And finally, the conscious mind makes a decision. We also have something called unconscious thoughts. And this whole unconscious thinking to me is just strange and very interesting. The subconscious mind or the preconscious mind consists of accessible information. So we can still access the subconscious and the preconscious mind. You can become aware of this information once you direct your attention to it. It is possible that some of what might be perceived to be unconscious becomes subconscious and then conscious. So sometimes I think these things that we're unaware of are locked way down in our unconscious, and then they move upward into the subconscious where we're kind of starting to be a little bit aware of them, and then they move up into the conscious mind. Could be something like a long forgotten childhood memory that emerges after decades. Ever have something like that happen? I have had that sort of thing happen. The unconscious mind consists of primitive instinctual wishes. Now that's interesting. You know, primitive instinctual wishes down in the unconscious mind, as well as other information that we cannot access. So it's inaccessible. Freud talked about this to a certain degree. He talked about the unconscious mind with its reservoir of feelings, its urges, and memories. Like I was saying before about childhood memories, we have memories that are outside our awareness sometimes, and then they bubble up from the subconscious or the unconscious. And much of the unconscious is said to be unacceptable, unpleasant, maybe feelings related to pain, anxiety, conflict. And according to Freud anyway, the unconscious mind continues to affect us, influence our behavior, our experience. Even though we are unaware of some of these things. And I wonder if some of this affects our motivation. You know, some days we're real motivated, some days we're medium motivated, and then some days we just kind of want to do nothing. And I wonder if that do nothing stage is somehow related to things in our unconscious mind that we're not even aware of. So the unconscious mind is like an iceberg. Everything above the water is our conscious awareness, but below the water is the unconscious. So a lot of what we're not aware of is below the surface. Feelings, desires, repressed emotions. Very interesting indeed. Very interesting, anyway. Purposefulness. One of the most important things that the Meyer Information talks about is having a purpose, an intention in your life. Now, purposefulness can mean determined. You're determined. An intention means an aim or a plan. This comes from page 160. The intention of setting of the zeal can thereby be be completely consciously or unconsciously. Remember, the zeal is the life determination or a goal. Billy doesn't like the term goal as much, because a thought can in fact only be intelligently fulfilled and brought to fruition when there is an intention. So to intend means to have a course of action, a plan. So if you've got an intention to do something, vorhaben, I think in the German, means to intend, to mean. The following is an example of vorhaben translated as plans. This comes from Askett's explanations. Now, Askett was Billy's second extraterrestrial mentor. She was a woman from the Tao universe. She came and visited Billy when Billy was about 15 or 16 years old. I guess this was about right around 1953. She sent a robotic craft to pick up Billy. Billy was on top of a hill. I believe he was in Switzerland at that time. And the craft took him all the way to Jordan, and Askett's gigantic 300-meter disc landed there in Jordan. And Billy had kind of a past life memory, so to speak, when he first met Askett. He knew that he had missed her in this lifetime very much when he first saw her. First time he had ever seen her, actually. So that's how complicated the mind really is. So Askett said in one of their conversations, she said, "Naturally, we have indeed not yet made the effort to explain our plans to you more closely." And that's plans, vorhaben in the German. The interesting thing is that the intention of the setting of the zeal can thereby be created completely consciously or unconsciously. Setting of the zeal is when you're setting your intention to do something. You've decided you want to do something. And it can be unconscious. So your conscious mind doesn't know about it yet. But your unconscious mind has set a life determination, a zeal. Consciously, so if you're doing it consciously, it's in a deliberate and intentional way. Unconsciously means without realizing or being aware of one's actions, you set this intention. So the unconscious mind has feelings, thoughts, urges, memories that are outside of your conscious awareness. The things that represent conscious awareness are simply the tip of the iceberg. The rest of the information is outside of our conscious awareness, and it lies below the surface. And it might not be accessible consciously. And it still exerts an influence on your behavior, even though you can't access it. Isn't that interesting? So you've got something. You ever wonder why you're behaving in certain ways? It's like, why am I not motivated? I should be motivated. Why am I just lying around when I should be doing something? Or why am I doing something when I really just need to lay down and rest? Why is it that I'm doing just the opposite of what I think I should be doing? You know. And maybe we'll close out with this. This is something from Billy's book, The Goblet of Truth, Kelk der Wahrheit. Says, "And the pictures, parentheses, dreams in your sleep are as water, parentheses, rain, that falls down on you from the clouds, so that you may be cleaned, parentheses, liberated, by it from maculations, parentheses, unprocessed things in your inner world, parentheses, consciousness, and your sub-inner world, parentheses, subconscious, which processes things which you have noticed, parentheses, perceived, unseen, unconsciously, whereby you are strengthened and your step gets stronger." So your step gets stronger sometimes from unconscious, unseen things. So this is very interesting, very, very interesting conversation here about what happens in our conscious mind and our unconscious mind and our subconscious mind. Anyway, you've been listening to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. Have a great